From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A claim of responsibility in the Tunis attack. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility Thursday for the attack on Tunisia's National Museum that killed 23 people. The Islamist group's statement described the attack as, quoting now, a blessed invasion of one of the dens of infidels and vice in Muslim Tunisia, end of quote. It was posted on an online forum that carries messages from the group. Earlier, Tunisian authorities said they had arrested 9 people in connection with the massacre. An unidentified warplane attacked the presidential palace in Yemen's southern city of Aden on Thursday. Security forces loyal to former Yemeni leader Ali Abdullah Saleh attacked the international airport in Aden early Thursday, triggering a battle with militia loyal to President Abd Rabu Mansur Hadi, the country's internationally recognized leader. The fighting forced the airport to close. Forces on both sides also fought in other parts of the port city. The president of Malawi is calling for stronger efforts to catch and punish those behind a series of albino killings. President Peter Mutharika describes the attacks as barbaric and is ordering security agencies to intensify a manhunt for the killers. U.S. President Barack Obama telephoned his congratulations to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu today, 2 days after the prime minister was reelected for a fourth term. A White House statement says Mr. Obama stressed the importance the U.S. puts on its close military and security cooperation with Israel. He also reaffirmed the U.S. commitment to a two-state solution in any peace agreement between Israel and the Palestinians. This is VOA News. A new United Nations report says human rights abuses by the Islamic State group may rise to the level of crimes against humanity. The document submitted to the UN Human Rights Council details killings, abductions, torture, and other violations described by more than 100 witnesses and survivors. It says ethnic Yazidis have been the victims of genocide. Authorities in Afghanistan say a suicide bomber has killed a provincial police chief in the capital, Kabul. Matiullah Khan, the police chief of northern Uruzgan province, was killed in the attack Wednesday. The Taliban claimed responsibility. Afghan officials have released few details about the attack, and it's unclear why Khan was in Kabul. Police in Afghanistan say a mob beat a woman to death, set her body on fire, and threw her into a river for allegedly burning a copy of the Quran. That attack took place Thursday near a shrine in Kabul. Reuters News reports that the family of the victim says the woman suffered from mental illness for many years. A top Democrat in the U.S. House of Representatives, Elliot Engel, says a bipartisan group of lawmakers is sending a letter to President Barack Obama requesting an increased congressional role in reaching a nuclear agreement with Iran. He says permanent sanctions relief would require new legislation. A staff member for Engel, the ranking Democrat on the House Foreign Affairs Committee, said 363 members of Congress signed the letter. Russia is accusing the United States of undermining the Minsk agreement with Ukraine. Speaking in Moscow Thursday, after meeting with his Iraqi counterpart, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said that the U.S. is encouraging Ukraine to opt for a military solution to the situation in eastern Ukraine. A U.S.-based rights group says both government and rebel forces used cluster bombs in eastern Ukraine in January and February. Human Rights Watch says at least 13 civilians were killed. The group said Thursday that neither side in the conflict should be using such weapons and warned that their use could constitute a war crime. The sea ice in the Arctic Ocean has fallen to its lowest recorded level for a winter season. The U.S.-based National Snow and Ice Data Center says the maximum coverage this year was the lowest since 1979, when satellite records began. A recent study found the Arctic ice, sea ice had thinned by 65% between 1975 and 2012. It said the maximum level of sea ice for winter is reached this year on February 25th, and that the ice was now beginning to melt as the Arctic moves into spring. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.